This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot you got going on, or there is a lot going on up there. Whether you're on the chat room, on the webpage, therealside.com, or you're watching, working, dealing, talking through the, what is that thing? Facebook feed. Doesn't really matter. And I appreciate you listening. I don't care what you, well, I do care. I do care, because I'm a believer in radio. I'm a believer in old-fashioned terrestrial radio. So, seriously, you can check out what stations we're on. Head up to the website, therealside.com. There's a list there on about the show, and there's a station list, so you can find out what stations. If you're in an area that doesn't carry the show. Now, we picked up quite a few stations this week. So if you really want to help me, call your local station. And it's really simple. You get the program manager on the phone. You get the station manager on the phone. You go, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? That simple. Let them know about the show. Let them know how they can get a hold of it. Let them know how they can listen to it. And find out why they're not carrying it. It really is that easy. No, I'm seriously. They want to hear from people. They really want to hear what you have to say about these things. So let's talk a little bit about the Russian problem, right? I love this. I mean, there's always something major going on. There's always, you know, this Russian issue is the only thing that's happening. I think one of these nights I should do all the alternate news. All the real news that's going on that we're now ignoring. And you heard earlier, get the first hour if you need to, Congressman Steve Knight was on with us. And he talked about some of the legislation that had been passed. Whether you like it or not, there is legislation that's being passed. Now, my understanding of Congress is getting bills out, Senate's not moving through them as fast, which is kind of stupid on their part. But let's you know, the Democrats have this moral ground that they try to put out there because they're so much better. They do so much more when it comes to doing the right thing than the Republicans do. According to Nancy Pelosi, Democrats do the work of God while Republicans, that's just nuts, while Republicans are doing the work of the devil, which is really funny because they keep telling me how much they, or keep telling us, how much they don't believe in God and stuff like that. So I don't know where that's coming from. Now, the left has been screaming for, you know, Donald Trump Jr.'s head after it came on that he met with a Russian government attorney with the intent of obtaining opposition research on Hillary Clinton. So the question I have for some of you Dems out there to listen to the show, when it comes to opposition research, is there a line? I want to know what that line is. I want you to actually put it in writing. What is the line? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. What is the line when it comes to where you can get you? Because they all do it. So don't give me this garbage that they don't. They all do. Matter of fact, you guys did the DNC, you did opposition research on your own presidential candidate to knock him down to give Hillary a chance to win. How'd that work out for you? Anyway, So it became known when he met with the Russian government, all of a sudden all heck broke loose, right? Now, the only thing I have a problem with is the fact that, A, first of all, it's not illegal. B, he shouldn't have lied about it. He should have said, among what I went for was A, B, and C. Right? But we'll talk a little bit about this afterward, about who he went to see and really what the whole thing was about. So it wasn't wrong for him to do that. See, some people say that they think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong at all. That's what they do in politics. That it's what they do. Amazing. They go. Yep. And when it comes to again politics as a whole, even down to the level of a school board member, they do this. This is what they do. The opposite in research, in case you're confused. So, you may want to take notes on this. So Democrats have done this before in the past. Matter of fact, the Russians have been playing with our elections for eons. So there's nothing new here from that point of view. Absolutely nothing. And I've talked about this one before. Ted Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, he reached out to the Soviet Union for election help. Now, Senator John Tooney, a Democrat from California, at the behest of his friend Ted Kennedy, lobbied the Soviet Union to sabotage Jimmy Carter's foreign policy. Man, they do it to their own, huh? Isn't that cool? To sabotage Jimmy Carter's foreign policy efforts, as this was during Kennedy's primary challenge against Carter in 1980. So they were pushing to make Carter look like a fool back then. You know, if they really wanted to do it, they should have just played all of Jimmy's comments, his racist comments against black people. That's right, Jimmy Carter, this was, and we've talked about this before. Jimmy Carter was the one that wouldn't, he was on the school board, and he wouldn't allow funding of a black school, of a school for African Americans, because they might bump into the white kids on the way to school. True story. Check it out yourself. I don't do all your homework for you. One 1980 document stated that Kennedy offered to condemn President Carter's policy towards the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan in exchange for the KGB help. So, see, he was willing to do something. Now, you talk about dirty. He's going to go after the President of these United States, condemning Russia for occupying another country. And Kennedy was willing to go against the President, the President at the time, in order to win. Get the Russians involved in order to win. I'm sorry. You can't call out a Republican for doing it when it's second nature to you. Oh, and there's more. There's a lot more. We'll talk about that after the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on Facebook, on the website, however it is you get the show. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And if you're listening on the radio, remember, if you have to listen on your smartphone, not that that's a terribly bad thing to do, but if you have to listen on your smartphone, call the local radio station. Ask them why they don't have the show on. And call them and just say, hey, look, I keep trying to get the show on your station. What is wrong with you people? Why don't you have the show? And if you don't get the answer you want, or the answer that I want, for that matter, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Give me the name of the station and that kind of stuff, and I will work with you to try to get the show on in your area. Okay, I'm talking about the selective recall. Look, Tim and I were talking during the break about how the problem here is that they shouldn't be lying about this stuff. Right, not even embellishing or we're leaving. Just either say it's none of your business, or yeah, I met with him for opposition research. Get over it. It's what we do. It's real, for me, it's really that simple. It doesn't require a whole bunch of craziness. So they forget that they did exactly the same thing and more. See, Ted Kennedy, who reached out not once but twice to the Soviet Union, back when hardcore communism. Now, in one document, in a 1980 document, it stated that Kennedy offered to condemn President Carter's policy towards the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan in exchange for the KGB help. I mean, he went to them and said, look, we'll give you a free pass in Afghanistan. I'll look the other way. Don't care what you're doing to the people there if you help me become president. Wow. Doesn't that sound upright and moral and right and all that? They forgot about that. I guess it's in the past. Doesn't matter, huh? And then again, in 1983, Kennedy reached out to the Soviet Union in an attempt to undermine Ronald Reagan's foreign policy, weaken his re-election prospects, even going as far as offering to set up a television interviews in America in order to make the Soviet Union come across in looking more peaceful. Nice, easy to deal with. Again, the left's selective recall. And it's not going to change unless we all stay on it and keep calling them out. It's not going to change. In 2012, Mr. Obama, or as I lovingly refer to as Mr. Oblamo, told Dmitry, remember, we all remember this with the open mic. He told Dmitry Medvedev, the Russian president at the time, after my election, I'll have more flexibility. Now, I'm sure he's not talking about gymnastics. I'm almost positive. But what did that mean? How come the left didn't beat that up to ask him what he meant by that? Why do you think that would be? Can you imagine if President Trump made that comment? After the election, I could be more flexible. Can you imagine? Right? This was, again, it was a hot mic. Obama was telling Russian president that at the time he just needed Vladimir Putin, who had won Russia's presidential election earlier that month, to give me some space on Russia-related issues until after the election. And what was Dmitry's response? I'll transmit this information to Vladimir, comrade. Thank you. I mean, seriously, think about it. If you caught that, those were what, two or three sentences? If you caught that in an open mic between a Republican and Putin or a Soviet or a Russian affiliate, It would be nonstop 24/7 as it is now. That's no big deal. Didn't mean anything. During one of the 2012 presidential debates, remember Obama said to Mitt Romney with an attitude, "Hey Mitt, the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back. Cold War's been over for 20 years, buddy." Right? And what happened? Putin kept taking advantage of Obama. Putin would not have the stronghold that he has now in Europe and the Middle East. He wouldn't have the friends, the allies, what have you, that he has now if Obama would have taken a stance there. Come on, think about this. He invaded Crimea. What do we do? Nothing. He's part of what's going on in Syria. What do we do? Nothing. Jimmy Carter, he tried to work with the Soviets during the 1980 election to improve his chances against Ronald Reagan. In a column written by Michael Reagan, he said his political ally, Armand Hammer, lobbied for the Soviet Union to let Jewish, I don't even know what this means, let some Jews emigrate to Israel to strengthen Carter's standing in important states. But the Soviets said, you know what, you're a weenie, we're not going to deal with you. They didn't trust him. They didn't think he had the strength. They didn't think he had the backbone to make it happen. Interestingly enough, Reagan's biographer, Craig Shirley, wrote that during the 1976 election, the Soviet Union had made overtures to the Carter campaign, even going as far as to suggest that they could possibly pursue policies that could affect the outcome of the election in Carter's favor. So they were willing to work with the Carter campaign to keep Reagan out. They were afraid of Reagan. That's why. They knew what Reagan would do. They knew he had a spine and a backbone entity would call them out. Bill Clinton pledged to support Russian President Boris Yeltsin in 1996 if Yeltsin agreed to clear up negative issues. Now, the Washington Times unearthed this one. They printed that President Clinton, in a private meeting at a recent anti-terrorism summit, promised Boris Yeltsin that he would back the Russian president's re-election bid with positive U.S. policies towards Russia. In exchange, Mr. Clinton asked Mr. Yeltsin to help in clearing up negative issues such as the poultry dispute between the two countries, according to a classified State Department record of the meeting. And Washington Times somehow got that through a leak. Thank God for some positive leaking. Mr. Clinton told Yeltsin that the big issue, especially since about 40% of U.S. poultry is produced in Arkansas, is a problem for him. Bill Gertz, who reported on the memo, is now an editor at the Washington Free Beacon, a columnist for the Washington Times. He explained that the memo exposed Bill Clinton's style of leadership. He went to bat for his political donors and other vested interests in his home state. Everybody else could go pound sand. Don't forget Tip O'Neill. When he was Speaker of the House, he wanted the Soviets on the Democrat side during the 1984 election. So again, according to Michael Reagan, O'Neill told the Soviet Union's ambassador to the United States that it was in everyone's best interest that the Soviets would help the Democrats keep the demagogue, Reagan, from being reelected. O'Neill warned them that the primitive instincts of this dangerous man would plunge the world into war. Wow. Yeah, he did do that, didn't he? Plunged us into war, right? The man single-handedly took down the Soviet Union. And he took him down with lies. Think about it. Right? The Star Wars initiative not only was it on the table, it was nowhere near reality. And they couldn't handle it. They couldn't keep up economically. They knew they couldn't do it. No. Some of you don't like him. Reagan was an extremely smart man. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, hey, I'm not done with this. Let's talk about what Hillary did in bringing the Soviet Union in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Is that happening tomorrow? Is there really a march against the NRA tomorrow, or is that old? You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I already missed it. Anyway. You know what? I don't. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can head over to Facebook. We've got a live feed going on there as well. Okay, so the whole hour I've been taking in talking about what Hillary Clinton. You know, first of all, the Dems have selective recall. I love this. They forgot about what they've done in the past. They forgot about how they've fed the Russians. They've forgotten about how they've looked at the Russians for help, or to the Russians for help, if you would. Right? Pretty gutsy. I was looking for a clean word I could use. Pretty gutsy of them. But it's because nobody... I shouldn't say nobody. I don't want to do the broad brush thing. I want to get away from doing that. But really, there's a lot of people on their side that if it comes out of the mouth of a Democrat leader, then it's got to be true. Right? But you remember what the Clinton people, the allies, the workers, the associates did when she was running? Now, many journalists, like, they were just in heaven when they heard the New York Times report on Sunday revealing that President Trump's oldest son, Donald, met with a Russian lawyer who indicated that she had damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Now, Donald Jr. admitted to the June 2016 meeting, which he brought to campaign chairman Paul Manafort with him, and, you know, you've heard about this, right, Jared Kushner? We've all heard about this, but they downplayed its significance, right? And obviously, he said, I'm the first person on a campaign to ever take a meeting to hear info about an opponent. Seriously? No. It's been done before. It's been done plenty of times before, but when like I've been saying, my mantra has been, when the Dems do it, it's okay. If a Republican does it, a conservative does it, or somebody who's not quite on the same page, they get ripped up. Many Trump critics have claimed that the New York Times report supported that the theory that members of the Trump campaign were somehow involved in the Russian government's hacking of Clinton campaign's chair, John Podesta. Okay, but here's the deal. Think about what they got from Podesta. See, it's very embarrassing for them because they can't talk. Well, they do. They do it anyhow. They talk about how righteous they are, how self-righteous they are, how they don't do anything wrong. They're above it all, and it's just not true now, is it? The bubble's been burst. It's just not true now, is it? And that's good. I want to see more of that. I want to see more and more of them being exposed. I mean, seriously, how can you sit there and say you shouldn't collude with Russians? They're our enemies. The worst thing that ever happened to us, although Obama didn't believe that, as you recall. But yet every time you thought you were going to lose, your team was going to lose, your tribe was going to lose, you actually went to those people and asked for help. Don't they call that hypocritical? Many Trump critics claim that the New York Times report supported the theory that members of the Trump campaign were somehow involved in the Russian hacking, which I love. But Trump Jr., Kirchner, and Manafort's lone meeting with the Russian lawyer pales when you compare the coordination between Clinton allies and the Ukrainian government. Think about that. Trying to get her to win the back in 2016. Now, Politico revealed in January some of the Ukrainian government's anti-Trump activities during the election. A veteran DNC operative who previously worked in the Clinton White House, Alexandra Chalupa, I think that's it, Chalupa, worked with Ukrainian government officials and journalists from both Ukraine and America to dig up Russian-related opposition research on Trump. She also shared her anti-Trump research with both the DNC and the Clinton campaign, according to Politico Report. Chalupa met with the Ukrainian ambassador, looks like Valery Chaley, and one of his aides, Oksara Shulyar. Look, I can't even do American names. And they met at the Ukrainian embassy. Think about this. In March of 2016, they talk about unearthing Paul Manafort's Russian connections. So they actually went in. Think about it. Here's the difference. Somebody says, hey, the Russian said, I got some information about Hillary. Come on down. So they go down and say, oh, that's great. I'm glad you got information about her and opposition research. And, yeah, we'd love to have it. But you know what happened on the Dem side? They went to the Ukrainians. We need your help. We need you to dig up information. We need you to go out. But that sounds like two different conversations, don't you think? Two totally different conversations. How is that okay? See, this is why we're never going to get along. There's too much lying. There's too much of this stuff going on. The day after Manafort's hiring was revealed, she briefed the DNC's communication staff on Manafort, Trump, and their ties to Russia. Now, that's according to an operative familiar with the situation. Political Report also noted that the DNC encouraged Chalupa to try to arrange an interview with a Ukrainian president to talk about Manafort's ties to the former pro-Russian president of Ukraine. Think about this. They're digging, they're pushing, they're telling them what they want to do. It didn't happen on Trump's side. Again, selective recall. The embassy declined to arrange the meeting, but was nevertheless helpful, Chalupa told Politico. If I asked a question, they would provide guidance, or if there was someone I needed to follow up with, she said. But she added that there was no documents ever given. Chalupa also told Politico that the Ukrainian embassy worked directly with the reporters in covering dirt on Manafort. Like other DNC staffers, some of Chalupa's emails were obtained by hackers and published by WikiLeaks. Now, U.S. intelligence services say that they've identified Russia as the culprit behind the hacking of the DNC. Chalupa told Louis Miranda, you know, the funny thing about it was WikiLeaks said they got it from an insider, or they got some of their information from an insider. And how does the left deal with that? You know, they used to like WikiLeaks when they were leaking information about Republicans. Yeah, they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. Chalupa told Louis Miranda, then the DNC's communication director, that she had worked or was working with Yahoo News reporter Michael Isakoff and connected him to the Ukrainians. Come on, think about the difference in detail here. Think about the difference in approach. Think about the difference in the conversation between the two. One was definitely very aggressive, very mean-spirited, very, very targeted. The other was more like, oh, you got info? Great, we'd love to have it. Can you go get us more? Can you go deeper? Can you find out? That didn't happen. That conversation didn't happen. A lot more came down to the pike, she said, as time went on. I spoke to a delegation of 68 investigative journalists from Ukraine at the Library of Congress to open the World Society's Forum. They put me on the program to speak specifically about Paul Manafort. At the time I invited Yahoo News, she said, Michael Isakoff, whom I've been working with for the past few weeks, and connected him to the Ukrainians. Look at all this is going on to make this happen. This was somebody working for Hillary at the time. Don't tell me she didn't know. That's a line of bull. More offline tomorrow, since there's a big Trump component, they said. You and Lorene need to be aware of that. It'll hit in the next few weeks, and something I'm working on should blow up from there. The Open World Leadership Center, which funded Chalupa's briefing with journalists about Manafort, is a... You ready for this? You ready for this? It's a taxpayer-funded congressional agency. That's right. So your money, your Republican tax dollars, was going to give Hillary a leg up. Oh, a spokesperson for the center emphasized to Political that the center is nonpartisan and that our delegation here from both sides of the aisle receiving bipartisan information. Yeah, okay. It's like this Politicon event that we've talked about. It's supposed to be party neutral. How do you like that one? And it couldn't be the furthest from the truth. You go look at the speakers. When you get there, CNN, MSNBC are going to have the main areas for the 2 days of the event. Where's Fox? Where's the conservative voice? After Trump's shocking electoral victory, the Ukrainian government told Politico, we have never worked to research and disseminate damaging information about Donald Trump and Paul Manafort, but Andriy Tazalinko, a former Ukrainian ambassador or embassy officer, told Politico that he was assigned to work with Chalupa. So now we have somebody that actually did it, was on the inside working with them, said, no, I aggressively went after this. I aggressively looked for this information. I aggressively went to make this happen. And then when it looked like it was getting hot and heavy, the Ukrainians and the DNC distanced themselves from Chalupa's actions and said that she was acting on her own. Boy, that's a long time to be acting on your own. And you're telling me they knew nothing about it, right? But it gets better. We come back from the break. We're going to talk about Obama. Guess who he had a relationship with? You have to come back and find out. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And get involved. Get engaged, get involved. No, I really do appreciate it. So, get engaged, get involved. We have a chat room up on the website. That's at therealside.com. We also have a Facebook feed. You can go there, too, and get informed, get engaged, and what have you. I'm talking about, I've eaten up the whole hour doing this. Talking about the selective outrage of the left. And it is, come on, guys, it's selective. Even if you're on the left, you got to admit. You don't, and most of you won't. But you have to admit, the irritant here is that you guys can do no wrong. You know that, right? I mean, you really get out there, and you can do no wrong. Everything you do has some kind of holy reasoning behind it. And yet everything a Republican does, everything a conservative does, everything a Christian does, somehow is an act of the devil. It's crazy. It's just nuts. So when they tell you it's in the past, when they tell you guys on the right it's in the past, you're talking about this thing like I am right now. Or these things like I am right now. So, well, look, then stop bringing up our past. You know, Jeff Sessions, he had a rough beginning, he had a rough past, but he's made up for it. Even the black community says he's made up for it. But the only ones who can't let it go are the old white Democrats. They're the ones that can't let it go. Why? Because he's a Republican. And he might do a good job. He doesn't agree with them 100%. See, they don't know how to compromise either. And that's what's led to this, because all the years that they had power, and they wouldn't let things happen, they wouldn't let things move forward. I mean, seriously. Harry Reid, what did he let go? What did he push through? What did he let happen? Let's get back. So, you know, they're making a big deal of this Russian woman, the Russian lawyer, that put this whole thing together. But it seems that she had a lot more ties to the Democrats than she did to the Republicans. They won't tell you that, though. The left went crazy with a recent story about Trump Jr. meeting with the Russian lawyer who claimed to have dirt on Hillary Clinton. And now a shocking new discovery has emerged. Barack Obama and his administration secretly met with Natalia. I'm not even going to try her last name. Some of you make fun of me. I actually make fun of me, too. I'm not even going to try. I have a harder time with English names. Now, Natalia is the Russian lawyer who is really a spy, but it's who she worked for that actually makes Barack look bad. But here's the deal. If it was a bad thing for Donald to meet with her, if it was a bad thing for Donald to be tied up with her, shouldn't it also be bad for Barack or Hillary or any one of those to be tied up with her, don't you think? Wouldn't that be true equality? So now that everything is coming out, Obama and his administration colluded with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee. Think about that. You Bernie lovers, you should be livid. The DNC worked against Bernie on purpose with money from other Democrats who wanted Bernie to win. But they wanted Hillary. It was already in the bag. Barack wanted Hillary. Turns out Natalia, the Russian lawyer, in fact, is a spy, was working for the Democrats. And there's more Natalia. There's more. Natalia was Obama's personal guest at the House of Representatives hearing on U.S. policy towards Russia. So this quote-unquote Russian spy was Obama's guest to come testify or talk or listen or work with Congress when they were talking about the policy towards Russia, policies towards Russia. Miss Natalia, and I'm looking at the picture right now, wish I could put it up for you. She was captured seated in the front row behind former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Mr. Michael McFaul. This was at the House Foreign Affairs Committee. It was back in June. Now think about that. Now the picture was taken less than a week, like 5 days after the meeting with the Trump at Trump Tower with Donald Jr. So I'm wondering, you know what it must be? They don't have the story written yet. That's why the Dems haven't come out with this yet. That's what it is. They don't have the story on it written yet. Now, it should be pointed out that the Ambassador McFaul publicly discussed the Russian conspiracy story in the media and was broadcast on several NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, blah, 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 blah stations. And those all were shown during the 2016 campaign. It should also be pointed out that Ms. Natalia was initially denied an entry visa into the United States. Yeah, I wonder why that was. She appealed her situation to the U.S. District Court of New York. She later received a parole letter, allowing her to enter the United States on behalf of a client. It seems that Obama and Hillary actually wanted Natalia to enter the country. Somebody interceded from her from extremely high up. Go figure that one out. Now, in her affidavit to enter the U.S., Natalia acknowledged that she is working for a company called Fusion GPS, a firm which, according to public records, was retained by Democrat operatives to develop opposition research. Hello? Right? On the president, and they commissioned that phony dossier. I know, some say it's dossier, whatever it's called. That phony file on Donald Trump. I'm going to say what I said last night. It's amazing to me that all this stuff against Donald, all the things he did wrong, all the things he did illegal, supposedly, they really aren't illegal. That might be distasteful. You might not like him, but they're not illegal. Where's all these women that accused him of sexual assault? Did he pay them all off? Did I miss something? Did we not? Because, you know as well as I do. that a copy of that check in some way, shape, manner, or form would be all over the internet if Donald had paid any of those women off, any one of them. But you know that's not going to happen. But this is the hypocrisy of the left. See, if they do it, it's okay. It's righteous. It's right. It's whatever. If we do it, it's bad. It's wrong. It's terrible. Nobody should be subjected to that. And what that is whatever they decide nobody should be subjected to. There's no rhyme or reason to it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another story in is that FBI document dump revealed that the secrets of the Clinton probe as new director nominee faces the Senate. Now, there's 42 pages of a highly redacted document from the FBI criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's mishandling of the highly classified materials. But they paint a picture, a very serious picture, of a flawed investigation, hindered by a lack of cooperation. Now, think about something here. Remember, who else in this country, who else do you think in this country get the FBI, when they knock on your door to come in to do a criminal investigation, could you get them to sign a non-disclosure agreement? Yeah, you know, I'm willing to talk to you about this, but I'll answer your questions, but here, you have to sign this non-disclosure agreement, and then, but be aware, I'm going to plead the fifth on about 80% of what you ask me, or tell you that I don't remember or don't know. Isn't that good of her? Now, these materials, all part of a probe dubbed mid-year exam, included several documents designated as grand jury material, indicated the potential seriousness of the investigation. Right? So, Comey, man, he was so screwed. He brought it upon himself, because people of integrity wouldn't do that. You know, and he did, remember, he restarted it for a brief period in October, before shutting it down for good. But if you think of all the equipment they took and destroyed, you think of the laptops they took and destroyed, you think the FBI that is. Not being able to take notes at Hillary Clinton's house, not being allowed to discuss any of that, you know, all of the things that the FBI normally wouldn't do. How does that work? One redacted exchange revealed a back-and-forth subpoena response to the FBI from one of Mrs. Clinton's private attorneys, Catherine Turner. She's a partner at the Washington, D.C. powerhouse firm Williams & Connolly. In the document, Turner agrees to turn over one of Mrs. Clinton's non-secure Apple iPads and two of her BlackBerries to the FBI. And you think about what they're the FBI. I don't care who she is. If nobody is above the law, if that's a true statement, if she really believes that because she said it, then whatever the FBI asked her for, within the law that is, she should have just given it up. But she wouldn't do it. Now, neither one of those, you know, the phones were turned over, but somebody pulled the SIM cards out of the phone. See, I wonder what that is. Those are security digital cards that have a lot of her information in there. Now, they turned over two phones or two devices, and the FBI identified that there were 13 mobile devices that she had been using. And they turned up to, can you imagine if they showed up at your house and you say, I know I have 13 computers, but you're only getting two. Pick a number from 1 to 13. I mean, think about it. Could you have done that? Now, Clinton would often task aides, including Monica Hanley, for the finding and supplying the Secretary of State's never-ending demand for the use of non-secure BlackBerries. They would have to find these BlackBerries. They would have to find these emails. They would print up the email. I mean, they had classified documentation running around all over the place. Comey, Lynch, Obama, all covered. All of that was fine and okay. That's why I say, if you're on the left and you can only find something wrong with what Trump did, and you never spoke out against what the Dems were doing, you never spoke out about what the DNC was doing, you never spoke out about her handling those emails, then you're a hypocrite. Your opinion doesn't matter because it's so one-sided. If you listen to the show for any period of time, you will hear me rip on Republicans. You'll hear me rip on people that are doing the wrong thing. I'm an equal opportunity ripper. Go with your host. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me tonight, guys. I really do appreciate your time with me. Remember, tell your friends about the show. We are here all week. I want you to have a great rest of the day, and God bless.